I'm Jonathan Burkholder, and I'm a history major with minors in youth ministry and outdoor ministry and adventure leadership. I've come a long way since leaving my small farming community in Warden, Washington. And that's Washington State, not DC. And I know what you're thinking, but no, it doesn't rain a lot where I'm from. I live in Eastern Washington, and we get about 5 to 10 inches of rain annually. And just in comparison, Virginia's average is like 40 or 50. So it rains a lot here. So driving 2,600 miles to come out to attend a small liberal arts university may seem a little odd or extreme. At least I've wondered that while I was here. I passed through Heston College in Kansas on the way, spending my first 2 years of college there. But evidently it wasn't far enough from home as I continued out here to Harrisonburg. However, this wasn't the only path that I traveled in these 4 incredible years. My spiritual walk has also been quite a journey as I have explored and discovered more and more about my faith. In these 4 years, I've come a long way. EMU helping me to become a better person of faith, giving me tools to live out my convictions in tangible ways. As a practical and simple person by nature, values held and expressed by people at EMU have provided support to my own beliefs. I have been able to wrestle with uncertainties and questions that have come up in an environment where I felt safe to do so. I've come a long way in my personal walk with God, deepening my relationship with Him in amazing ways. Learning to interpret the Bible and talk about faith questions was something I focused on in my first 2 years. But more recently, working with inner spiritual disciplines has allowed me to realize a much more real and full interpretation of who God is, recognizing that I need this connection to God, and that this dimension is equally as important as living out my faith. Although EMU has helped me to do this also. And looking back, the theme of service has been present in big ways during my time in college, and I'm very appreciative of that. Also, in classes and conversations, I've been introduced to and challenged by many ideas that I can use as I press on into the future. Many professors that I have gotten to know on a personal level have been great examples of people living out their faith, engaging and impacting their surrounding spheres and environments positively. Their stories have helped to shape me. Even though it's far from home, I have appreciated living in a Mennonite community where my Anabaptist beliefs have been strengthened. One of the largest reasons I chose a Mennonite school was simply because I wanted to experience people who thought like me and had similar beliefs and were the same age as me. I had grown up in an area where the only other Mennonite youth in my church or high school was my brother. And I think I found what I was searching for here in this community. And I don't feel so alone anymore. I was able to experience and reestablish my roots in the Anabaptist tradition. I've now lived in several different places, including out of the country. And this has helped to shape me and change my worldview as I've had experiences that give me different perspectives and give me a better understanding of how I fit in. I've come a long way, but it was worth being a 40-hour drive away from home, and I consider the $375 I spent on gas getting out here a decent investment.